or to end the inning, I should say, for Team Southeast. As Rolfing looks back to second before delivering, and Cullingson winds this one over to Rickard at short, who gets it over in time to McElhaney at second base, and that'll do it for the inning. As Team Southeast quickly added on a run to take a 2-1 lead. We'll be back with the third inning. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Two changes. Southeast got number 11 in for number 4. 11 for 4. And we got number 7 for number 2. 7 for 2.
Welcome back. It's the top of the third, and we'll have Team Harper County do it to bat. So leading off for Team Harper County is number 3, Garrett McElhaney. And McElhaney will take his first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0. Here's the pitch from McLean. And McElhaney will swing and miss on that one. And it's 1-1. Team Southeast quickly jumped out to a 2-1 lead after the rain delay yesterday, as the 1-1 is outside for a ball. It's 2-1. As Jake DeFranco hit, and now McElhaney will hit over to Cullingson at third, who get over Seeley at first. And that'll be one away for Team Southeast.
Coming to the plate, number 12.
So that'll bring up Phil Winfield. Winfield initially had a walk yesterday before the rain delay. Like I was saying, Jake DeFranco over in the bottom of the second, he had a double that hit home Paul Ryder from second, and Team Southeast is now up 2-1. And now it looks like we're going to have McElhaney step off after he appears to have injured himself, making his way to first. So now Phil Winfield steps into the box from the right side, and he waits the first pitch. Now we have McLean step off the mound before setting and delivering. And his first pitch to Winfield is low for a ball. McLean sets and delivers, and that'll be taken for a strike. It's 1-1. Early game here at Nationals Park as the 1-1 is on its way. And high for a ball, it's 2-1. Here's a 2-1 to Winfield, and that'll be taken for a strike. It's 2-2. The 2-2 is on its way. And now be inside for a ball. And that will bring the count full. One out working against Phil Winfield as here's the payoff pitch from McLean. And that'll be in the dirt. And now and Winfield will take his base on the second walk of the game for him. So next up, Hunter Wright.
Hunter Wright.
Hunter Wright taking a moment to readjust his gloves and take a couple practice swipes or two before he steps into the box from the left side. Top of the third inning here. On a cool Wednesday morning here at Aberdeen, Maryland. We're resuming the play from yesterday's rain delay. As once it started raining, the rain did not let up at all. And now McLean will throw over to Seeley at first. But Winfield will be back in time. And now McLean will throw back over again. This time they thought they really had him. But no dice, says first base umpire David Gador. McLean now tests Winfield again. But Winfield continues to stay alive over there at first. He's taking a considerable lean off, so I can certainly see why. As McLean is constantly testing Winfield over there. And now here is the first pitch to right. And now be outside for a ball. It's 1-0. McLean looking over at first again. And now he'll throw over to first. And Winfield will consecutively slide in. And now it looks like Phil Winfield will just stay put over at first before taking another good leadoff. And here's the 1-0. And now Winfield will make a dash for second. And he will be tagged out going to second. So that'll be two-way for Team Southeast. As McGraw from behind the plate made a rocket of a throw over to DeFranco at second to tag out Phil Winfield. So now Hunter Wright still has a 2-0 count working for him. As here's a pitch from McLean. And that will be taken for a strike. It's 2-1. The 2-1 is delivered. And now be low for a ball. 3-1. A bit of a bang-bang action there. As the 3-1 is delivered, and that will be swung and missed by Hunter Wright. So that will bring the count full here. With two outs and no men on. Here's the payoff pitch from McLean. And that will be outside for ball four. Next up, Colton Noble.
Coming to the plate,
for Team
16,
Harford County.
Colton Noble.
Colton initially struck out in his first at-bat yesterday. As now we'll have McGraw look over at right. trying to test him. And the first pitch to Noble is way outside. He had to duck underneath of that one. It's 1-0. Now we're going to have time called as McGraw jogs out over to McLean for a quick mound meeting. Now their meeting has concluded, and McGraw is coming back behind the plate, just taking his good old time. So Colton, here's the 1-0 pitch, and that'll be outside for a ball. It's 2-0. Noble, the righty, gets the pitch from the righty, McLean, and that'll be high for ball three. Noble did a good job of checking his swing there. He was going to swing in that one, but he pulled back right at the last second, and he was able to draw the ball. And now McLean will throw over to Celia first, but Winfield will be back in time. And that'll be and here's the and after the next couple of pitches, Noble will take his base on the walk. So two consecutive walks now for Team Southeast, as Wright is on second and Noble at first. So that'll bring up Bobby Duffy.
Now batting number 11, Bobby Duffy.
Bobby Duffy taking a couple seconds to recompose himself before stepping in from the left side, as the first pitch to Duffy is taken for a strike. It's nothing in one. And now Duffy will lift his next pitch foul. It's nothing in two.
Base, defense, two down.
The 0-2 is on its way. And now be inside for a ball. It's 1-2. Now McLean taking a second to step off the rubber. And now Team Southeast's catcher will come up to the mound for a mound meeting. Meeting is quickly concluded as the catcher jogs back. And Duffy gets the 1-2 pitch for the outside. Way outside, as Team Southeast catcher had to dive to catch that one to prevent it from going to the backstop. And it's 2-2. Now McLean will look back at second before delivering a 2-2, and that's going to be hit up the middle and straight to Wilson. And that'll do it for the inning, as two men are left on base for Team Harper County. And we'll go into the bottom of the third with Team Southeast still having a 2-1 lead. Stay tuned as you're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hey, man. You guys have any bottled water today? Do me a favor. You what? Yep.
Thanks, man.
Now batting number five, Cohen Moreno.
Welcome back. It's the bottom of the third inning with Cohen Moreno up first for Team Southeast. And his first pitch will be inside for a ball. It's 1-0. The 1-0 is on its way, and that will be lifted foul into the backstop. It's 1-1. Team Southeast has reached the end of their lineup here with Cohen Moreno batting in the 10th spot for them. Here's the 1-1, and that will be lifted foul again. It's 1-2. Rolfing sets and delivers, and that will be popped up behind the backstop. The count will stay at 1-2. Here's the 1-2, and that'll be in the dirt for ball two. Cohen looking at his third base coach before stepping back into the box. Rolfing sets and delivers. And now be behind Leach at the plate for Team Harford County. And that will bring the count full. Here's the payoff pitch from Rolfing, and that'll be low for ball four. So Cohen Moreno draws a leadoff walk. And that'll turn the lineup card over for catcher Garrett McGraw.
Garrett McGraw.
Watch it all the way. McGraw, the spry lefty, and he'll swing and lift his first pitch foul. It's nothing and one. And now we'll have Rolfing throw back over to Noble at first. But Moreno will be safe in time. And now we're going, and I just want to test them again. So Rolfing testing the players at first. As now he sets and delivers over to McGraw. And that'll be low for a ball. That's 1-1. Rolfing sets and delivers, and it'll be grounded over to short. Who gets. And the throw will not come in time. As McGraw is able to get to first. And Moreno will be able to make his way over to second. So that'll bring up Matt Wilson for Team Southeast. Here's the first pitch to Wilson, and that'll be in the dirt. And now we'll have Moreno make a dash for third, but the throw will not come in time. The 1-0 is on his way to Wilson, and that'll be hit over into right field. And we'll have Moreno trot his way on home, followed by McGraw. Wow, McGraw really did a good job of running the bases there. And Matt Wilson gets himself a two-run RBI.
Now batting number
Wilson
eight,
standing
Ryan
over at
Seeley.
Second as now third baseman Penn Seeley is due up to bat for Team Southeast. Seeley's first pitch is high. It's 1-0. So now Team Southeast up by a score of 3-1. As Seeley hits his second one back to Rolfing. and who gets it to Noble in time for the first out of the inning. But on the play, Matt Williton made his way over to third.
Coming to the plate, number 13, Nolan McLean.
So that'll bring up Nolan McLean for Team Southeast. As the first pitch to McLean is taken for a strike. It's nothing and one. Here's the 0-1. And that'll be tip foul. And the count will stand at nothing and two. The 0-2 is on its way. And McLean will swing and miss on that one for the second strikeout of the inning for Team Harford County.
Now batting number 15, Lane Rhodes.
That'll bring up Lane Rhodes. Rhodes has a man and Matt Williton over on third. As the first pitch to Rhodes is hit over into right field, and that is going to be just foul. Oh, man, that was either looking like it was going to be a homer, because that looked like that had enough air underneath of it to get out of the park. But it landed just in front of the right field pole. And now Rhodes will come back with a 0-1 count. Matt Wilson made his way home easily. He's had a trot home on that one. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that'll be in the dirt. And now Wilson will think about coming home, but decide against it, as Leach was able to get behind it and able to hold him over at third. It's 1-1. Rolfing sets and fires, and that'll be high for ball two. Rhodes had to dodge back at that one a bit. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and now be lifted foul. It's 2-2. Here's the 2-2, and now be hit foul again. Over on the first base side. And Rhodes will stay alive at 2-2. Carter Holges is due up should Rhodes reach. And now we're going to have a quick time call. As Lane steps out to kick some dirt off his shoes before stepping back in. Here's the 2-2. And Rhodes will chop that one over to Noble at first, who ends the inning on the 3 unassisted play. So that'll do it for this inning. But Team Southeast has taken a 4-1 lead here in the bottom of the third. To the fourth will go, as you're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net. the top of the fourth here at Nationals Park over in Aberdeen, Maryland. As Team Southeast is up 4-1 on Team Harford County. And now we're going to have a bit of a defensive substitution for Team Southeast as Lane Rhodes is now behind the plates.
Leading it off, number
and
five.
So leading Tyler off Leach. For Harford County is Tyler Leach. Here's the first pitch to Leach, and that'll be low for a ball. It's 1-0. The 1-0 is fired to Leach, and Leach will hit this one into the backstop. It's 1-1. Team Southeast tacked on two runs back in the bottom of the third. As the 1-1 is taken for a strike, and that'll be strike two. But Cohen Moreno and Garrett McGraw cross play for Team Southeast. And now Leach will hit this one over to short, who gets it over to Seeley at first for the first out for Team Southeast. Wilson made a nice throw over from a shortstop position over to Seeley as he just beat out Leach by a step.
Number seven, Tyler.
So coming to the plate is Tyler Shimming now. Shimming initially drew a walk yesterday before the rain delay. And he will take his first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0. McLean sets and delivers. Now be a lifted foul down the first baseline. It's 1-1. Here's the 1-1. Now be hit back over into the middle. And Willington makes a diving catch, but he is just a foot short. And Shimming will have a single for his first base hit of the day.
Coming to the
that'll bring up
10, Andrew Rickard.
Rickard initially grounded out to second on his first at bat. As his first pitch is on his way, and that'll be in there for a strike. It's nothing and one. Here's the pitch to Rickard, and that'll be outside, just on the outside corners for strike two. Now Rickard will step out for a quick minute to recompose himself. And now he awaits the 0-2 pitch. It's on its way. And that'll be inside for a ball. So on the 0-2 pitch, Rickard did a good job of not swinging there, as he thought he almost did, but he checked it just in time. The 1-2 is fired, and that'll be swung and missed for strike three, and that'll be two away for Team Southeast. So that'll bring up Austin Rolfing for Team Harford County.
Austin Rolfing.
Rolfing stepping in from the right side. Here's his first pitch. And that's high for a ball. It's 1-0. Rolfing still has Shimming over on first. As now we'll have McLean look over at first. And now McLean will set and deliver, and Rolfing will swing and miss on that one. It's 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and that'll be lifted foul beyond the backstop. It's 1-2. The 1-2 is delivered, and that'll be outside. And that'll even the count up at 2-2. Now we're going to have a quick time called. As Rolfing steps out quickly. Now he awaits the 2-2. It's on its way, and that is high. And that will bring the count full. That one just seems to have gotten away from McLean there. And now we're going to have a Team Southeast coach jog out over to McLean on the mound for a quick few words of encouragement. And now the meeting has concluded. As here's the payoff pitch, and they don't have to wait. As McLean throws back over at Seeley. But shimming is safe. Here's the payoff pitch from McLean, and that'll be popped up. It looks like Rhodes will have a play on it, but just out of foul, out of playing bounds. And the count will stay full. And now Rolfing will step out to recompose himself before quickly stepping back in. Here's the payoff pitch. And Jimmy makes a dash over at second. But it is going to be swung and missed by Rolfing. And that'll do it for the inning. So Team Southeast still holding the lead. 4-1 as we'll go to the bottom of the fourth. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Six for 10, Harper. 6 for 10. That's a new pitcher. He didn't give me that. 7. New pitcher, 7 and a 4. Yeah, he didn't give me that. He gave me a sub. Give me pitching change.
It's the top of the fourth inning as we have some defensive changes for Team Harford County. As we have Shimming on the mound, Leach over and left, Rolfing at first, and Metz behind the plate. So doing up first for Team Southeast is Carter Holges, who hits his first pitch over to short, but is called out on the run over to first.
Grab one, three. Here we go, bud.
Ricker did a great job of getting it to Rolfing over at first. And now that'll bring up Colby Gallimore. Here's the first pitch to Gallimore, and it's swung and missed for a strike. Gallimore in the extra hitter spot today for Team Southeast. Here's the 0-1, and that'll be hit back right up the middle over to right at center, and Gallimore will have a one-out single. A nice piece of hitting there from Gallimore as he drilled that one over in the center.
Zach Miller.
So that'll bring up Zach Miller for Team Southeast. Here's the first pitch to Miller, and he'll hit that one past McElhaney at second. And he'll have another base hit. So Miller now 2-for-2 on the day, as he had a double back in the second.
Coming to the plate,
on the plate,
six,
Gallimore. And Gallimore is over on second. So now that'll bring up Can Colasingham for Team Southeast. Here's the first pitch from Shimming, and that's going to be lifted over into center field, and Wright will come down with the play. So one pitch and a quick out. So that'll bring up
Cohen
Moreno.
Cohen Moreno.
Moreno, the 10th batter here in Team Southeast's lineup. He drew a walk the last time he was at bat. Here's the first pitch to Moreno, and it is outside for a ball. It's 1-0. The 1-0 is a liver, and that'll be high for a ball two. Shimming sets and delivers, now be lifted foul. So Moreno still have two men on, and Gallimore and Miller, as he awaits the 2-1 pitch. It's on its way, and that'll be outside, and Moreno had to duck underneath of that one. It's 3-1. Here's the offering from Shimming, and that'll be popped up over into short center. And McElhaney will come down with it, 43rd out of the inning. So next up, Harper County will be dealing with the bats, as Team Southeast still has a 4-1 lead. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net. It's the
new
top
pitcher, 16,
of fifth inning,
1-6.
With Harford County deal with the bat. And we'll have a new pitcher on the mound for Team Southeast. as we'll have Matt Wilson on the mound now. And don't forget, folks, we're on social media, too. The world has come to Aberdeen to play. Now, follow all the action was sfmsports.net on social media. We'll have score and schedule updates, video and audio content, interviews, and fun facts from Aberdeen. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at sfmsportsnet. So, Wilton just finishing up his warm-up pitches. And that'll bring up the bottom of the lineup card for Harford County and Spencer Metz, followed by McElhaney and Winfield.
Up, number eight, Spencer Metz.
So Metz steps in as he chops his first one over to Collingsome at third, who gets it over to Seeley at first. And there's one away for Team Southeast.
Now batting number three, Garrett McElhaney.
So that'll bring up Garrett McElhaney next. And top of the lineup card. Yes, here's his first pitch, and that'll be outside. It's 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that'll be high for ball two. The 1-1 is on its way, and taken for a strike. It's now 1-2. And the next pitch from Wilson is way outside. And that'll even the count up. Or bring it to 3-1. Here's the 3-1 offering from Wilson, and that'll be hit over into left field. And it looks like that'll be out of the park. That one was back, gone. As Garrett McElhaney gets the single shot homer. Now he will be greeted at the plate from the rest of his Team Harford County teammates. As Harford County has just gotten on the board to bring the score to 4-2. So after that, one heck of a shot from McElhaney. That'll bring up
now
Winfield.
12, Phil Winfield.
Winfield's still awaiting his first hit as he already has two walks for the game. Here's the first pitch to Winfield, and that'll be inside, just inside on the corner. It's 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that'll be in the dirt. It's 1-1. Well, 1-1 is on its way. And that will be just outside the zone for ball two. Willetton sets and delivers. And that will be tipped into the dirt. It's 2-2. And now Winfield will step out to recompose himself. As he waits the 2-2. The pitch is on his way, and now be high to bring the count full. Here's the payoff pitch from Wilson, and I'll be swung and missed for strike two. For out two of the inning. Now with two outs and no men on, Hunter Wright steps up to bat. Wright drew a walk in his last at bat. Here's the first pitch to Wright, and that's inside for a strike. It's nothing and one. Williton sets and delivers, and Wright will swing and miss that one. Kind of chase that one there. The pitch is on its way, and now be outside. And it's 1-2. Here's the 1-2, and that'll be hit, but then it goes into foul territory. And the count will stay at 1-2. And now Wilton will get a fresh new baseball from home plate umpire Cam Pennington. Here's the 1-2 from Wilton. That'll be way outside. Rhodes had to pop up to catch that one from going behind him. And that'll bring the count to 2-2. Wilton sets and delivers. And that'll be low for ball three. And now with a full count and two outs, Hunter Wright will step out for a few practice swings. Now he's grounded back in. Here's the payoff from Wilton, and that'll be chopped over to Seeley at first, but now we're going to have home plate umpire Cam Pennington say that it was hit foul first before it went back into fair play. That was kind of a lucky break for Team Southeast, as it looked like Wright would have made his base had there not been time. Here's the payoff pitch. And that will be taken for a strike three. Hunter Wright is frozen on the plate. And that will be third out of the inning, as Garrett McElhaney blasts a homer over to the left field side. And the score now stands at 4-2. We'll go into the bottom of the fourth. Or at the bottom of the fifth, I should say. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net. It's the bottom of the fifth, and Team Southeast is dealing with a bat. But Garrett McElhaney just blasted a homer over to the left field wall. Over the left field wall. And now we'll have Ryan Ishak in on first base. So due up is the top of the lineup card for Team Southeast. And Garrett McGraw, Matt Williton, and Penn Seeley. Here's the first pitch to McGraw. And that'll be outside for a ball.
Number 18, Garrett McGraw.
It's 1-0. The 1-0 is on its way. And McGraw will swing and miss on that one. It's 1-1. Shimming sets and delivers, now be outside for a ball two. Yeah, Here's the pitch, and McGraw will chop that one over to McElhaney at second, who gets it to Ishak at first. And it'll be one away for Team Harford County. So that'll bring up Matt Willetson. Here's the first pitch to Willetson, and that'll be a breaking ball for ball one. Here's the next pitch to Willetson, and that'll be on the inside corner. It's 1-1. The 1-1 is on its way. And Willetson will have to dodge out of the way of that one. That one's really inside. Or outside, I should say. And it's 2-1. Here's a 2-1, and I'll be in the dirt. So now the count moves to 3-1 here for Matt Willetson. Here's the 3-1 offering to Wilson. That'll be taken for a strike. Wilson didn't swing at that one, and now the count is full. Now Wilson will go over out to his third base coach for a few words of advice here for the at-bat. Now he'll step back into the box awaiting the payoff pitch. It's on its way. And Wilson will hit that just in fair territory right along the third baseline. And Wilson has himself a one-out double. Boy, you cannot ask for any more wiggle room on that one. As Wilson had about a few inches. We're hitting in just by a few inches in fair territory. So that'll bring up Penn Seeley for Team Southeast. Here's the first pitch to Seeley. And now the chopped into the dirt behind him. It's nothing in one. Team Southeast still currently working with a 4-2 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch of Seeley. And that'll be down and away for a ball. It's 1-1. On the outside corners for a strike. Seeley didn't swing at that one as he thought it was going to be taken for a ball. But no siree, says home plate umpire Ken Pennington. Here's a pitch from Shimming, and that'll be hit over to McElhaney in second, who gets it to Ishak at first. And there's two away for Team Southeast. As now Matt Willetson stands over to make his way over to third on the play. So that'll bring up Noah McLean for Team Southeast. Steps in from the right side. Here's his first pitch, and that'll be lifted foul. It's nothing one. Here's the pitch to McLean, and I'll be down the way. It's 1-1. The pitch is on its way, and McLean will swing and miss on that one. And the count now stands at 1-2. Oh, Well, 1-2 is delivered, and McLean will lift this one foul. So the count stays at 1-2 with Matt Willison over on third. Here's the 1-2. And that'll be hit into the backstop. And Nolan McLean is staying alive here at 1-2. The pitch from Shimming is on its way. That'll be just low for a ball. It's 2-2. Here's the 2-2, and McLean will hit that one over into center field, and Matt Willison will trot his way on home. And now Team Southeast has a 5-2 lead here in the bottom of the fifth.
Coming to the plate, number 15, Lane Rhodes.
So McLean gets the RBI here as Lane Rhodes. Now comes up to the plate for Team Southeast. And now the pitch will be thrown from Shimming past Ryan Ishak at first. And McLean will walk his way over to second. Here's the pitch to Rhodes, and that'll be taken for a strike. It's nothing in one. So we have Carter Holges due up, should Rhodes reach. And now Rhodes will hit this one past Duffy at third. And now McLean will make his way on home. And Lane Rhodes has got himself a two-out RBI.
Come on, Carter. You can do it, baby.
Now batting number 11, Carter Holges.
Watch it, Carter. All the way in.
So Team Southeast tacks on two this inning to extend their lead to 6-2. Now we have Carter Holges due up. And his first pitch is for a strike. It's nothing and one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And now it'll be hit foul. Initially in fair territory, but then on the high bounce, it went over into foul territory. Holges still has Rhodes over on first. Here's the pitch from Shimming. And Carter will swing and miss on that one. And that'll be strike three. So that'll do it for this inning, as Team Southeast adds two runs to bring their grand total to 6-2. We'll go to the top of the sixth with Team Harford County. This is the 2014 Kyle Repton World Series from SFMSports.net. Welcome back.
All starters are back.
It's the top of the sixth here. And Team Harford County is due up to bat. Team Southeast has added two runs to their score, to their run total. And they're now up 6-2 heading into the home stretch. So due up for Team Harford County is Colton Noble. Here's the first pitch to Noble, and that is outside. It's 1-0. Noble drew a walk on his last at-bat in the third. Here's the 1-0. And now be low again for ball two. Bulletin sets and delivers. And that'll be just low for ball three. Now Noble will step out to readjust his helmet. And he grounds in. Here's the 3-0 offering. And Colton Noble leads off with a four-pitch walk to start things out here for Harford County. That'll bring up Bobby Duffy. Now Duffy will go over to his first base coach. Gets a pat on the rear, and now he walks on over back to the dish. Now we're going to have a quick mound meeting with Wilton, the pitcher, Rhodes, the catcher, and the Team Southeast coach. The meeting now concludes as it was a fairly short one. And Duffy still on the side taking some practice swipes. Now Duffy's in the box. Here's his first pitch. And now be away for a strike. It's nothing and one. Here's the 0-1, that is way outside. Rhodes had to pop up to get that one. Here's the next pitch from Wilton, and I'll be high for a ball. It's 2-1. Here's the 2-1, and that'll be tip foul behind home plate. And now we're going to count to 2-2. Bobby Duffy's next pitch will be taken for a ball. And it's a full count now. Here's the payoff pitch. And Duffy will hit that one over to DeFranco at second, who looks to turn a double play, but not in time. So he gets Noble out. And Duffy a reach on the fielder's choice.
Coming to the plate, number 5, Tyler Leach.
So that'll bring up Tyler Leach for Team Harford County.
Be ready, Sam. Be ready, babe.
Leach awaiting the first pitch. It's on its way. And that'll be in there for a strike. It's nothing and one. Here's the nothing one pitch, and that'll be taken for a strike. It's 0-2. Leach Leach awaiting the 0-2 pitch. As it's on its way. And he will pop this one up over into center field. And that's like that'll be off the back stop. And the back of center field. So Tyler Leach gets all underneath of that one. And he advances Bobby Duffy over to third. And he'll stand on second himself for the double.
Now batting number 7, Tyler Schimming.
So that'll bring up Tyler Schimming. So Team Harford County threatening to score here. With two men in scoring position. Here's the first pitch to Schimming, and that's in there for a strike. It's nothing and one. Here's a pitch. And I'll be in there again for a strike. 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and that'll be blooped over short. And now we'll have Wilton throw over to Celia first, who gets out. And now we're going to have Leach caught in a rundown as he was caught going between second and third, but he'll make it back in time safely. Leach did a good job of not getting tagged out there. Is it looking like that was going to be it for him? But he was somehow able to avoid the tag. And that'll bring up Andrew Rickard for Team Harford County. Here's the first pitch to Rickard. And that's high and outside for a ball. It's 1-0. So 1-0 is on its way, and Rickard will bloop this one up short. Looks like DeFranco will not have the play. And now. And Bobby Duffy scored on the error from DeFranco. So now Harford County is trailing 6-3. So Tyler Leach now stands over on third.
Now batting number 2, Ryan Ishak.
And that'll bring up a pinch hitter here for Harford County. In Ryan Ishak. Yeah, Ishak pinch hitting here for Austin Rolfing. As Ishak takes his first couple pitches for balls. And it's 2-0. Now Ishak lines this one over to DeFranco at second, who gets it in time to Celia first, and that'll do it for the inning. So Harford County able to get. So Harford County able to get on the board. But it's all for naught. That'll do it for the game.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's final score.
As Team Southeast wins 6-3. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the post-game show and the post-game awards.
We'll let you stick around for the presentation of the Tillerson Awards shortly. For the visiting team, Harford County, the award goes to number 3, Garrett McElhaney. Now for our home team, Southeast, the award goes to number 16, Matt Willinson. Congratulations to both teams.
She said that way you guys don't have to take it off.
Welcome back to the postgame show, where Team Southeast has just beat Team Harford County by a score of 6-3 after continuing their rain delay game from yesterday. So let's go over how it all played out. Leading things off for Harford County, Garrett McElhaney had a leadoff single, and then he would eventually come in to score off of a wild pitch. Then in the bottom of the first inning, For Team Southeast, Garrett McGraw had a leadoff homer. Completely blasted that ball, and we had a tie score at 1-1. We went into the top of the second where nothing really happened for Harford County. They stranded two men on base. And that's where the rain happened. The rain started coming down, and then it really came down in the bottom of the second when Team Southeast was up to bat. Kobe Gallimore got stranded on the plate, as it was a 1-1 tie, and the game had to be called for rain. So then we resumed play this morning, and in the bottom of the second, we had Paul Ryder come home and bring the score to 2-1 off of a Jake DeFranco RBI. Team Southeast would then score again in the bottom of the third when Garrett McGraw and Cohen Moreno each crossed the plate. Harford County would get on the board again in the fifth when Garrett McElhaney had a homer over the left field wall. It was a low flying one and it just got out. And that brought the score to 3-2. But then Team Southeast would respond in the bottom of the fifth. As Matt Willington and Nolan McLean would come in to score and bring the score to 6-2. So finally, in the top of the sixth, Team Harford County would get on the board as Bobby Duffy reached on a fielder's choice, and then he was hit home on an RBI from Tyler Leach. And so then that was the game, as Team Southeast claimed this one 6-3. So we're nearing the end of the tournament here and the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. And don't forget about Championship Weekend. As Championship Weekend coverage kicks off with Friday with the U.S. Championship at 5 p.m., followed by the International Championship at 7:30 p.m. Then we'll broadcast the World Championship Saturday starting at 6:45 p.m. Get the schedule, scores, and exclusive content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Well, that'll wrap it up for this broadcast. Zach Fring signing off here from Nationals Park over in the Cal Ripken Complex here in Aberdeen, Maryland. You've been listening to a production of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net. We'll see you next time, folks.